You're listening to The Simple Truth with Pastor Dion Cordova of Truth Ministries Calvary Chapel.
In the last days, some will depart from the faith. They'll desert the Lord, like the nation of Israel did in the Old Testament. Israel began as a nation handpicked by God for a special purpose, to bring God and His light to the rest of the world. Israel founded their national and spiritual lives on God's word, and God blessed them above and beyond. As we cling to the simple truth.
Storms will test your resolve, opinions will press in, and convenience will tempt you to compromise. In today's message, Pastor Dion encourages you to choose unwavering allegiance to Christ. Fix your convictions before the crisis, cultivate prayerful courage, and surround yourself with voices that strengthen your soul. Stand calmly when mocked, kindly when misunderstood, and steadfast when weary. Remember who called you, why you began, and what lasts forever. Now let's join Pastor Dion in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 4 for today's edition of The Simple Truth.
We're going to be talking about finishing up this particular series that we've been in, talking about the Are We Living in the Last Days, the Signs of the Times, and we're going to be talking about America and Bible prophecy. Father, we just want to say thank you for meeting us here this morning, for sharing yourself with us the way that you do, your presence, your spirit, and your word. And I pray, Father, that as we go through these particular passages and this message, that we would not be afraid or scared, but we'd be prepared for what's coming in the time that we're in. As the last Christian generation, I pray that you'd spark an inspiration and your spirit within us so that we can share and shine the way that we should for such a time as this. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Well, guys, I'll start by just letting you know, America is not anywhere in Bible prophecy. The list of the end time players, according to the Bible, will be Israel, Russia, Iran, Iraq, Syria, Turkey, Sudan, Libya, Lebanon, Jordan, Egypt, Greece, the kings of the East, which includes China and India, a revised Roman Empire, which is also known as the European Union, but no America, no United States in Bible prophecy. So how could the greatest and most Christian nation in the world not be in the record of the end day scenario? I mean, after all, our nation was founded on biblical principles. 34% of our nation's founding documents are quotations from Scripture. 33% of our foundational declarations and Bill of Rights is 34% is Scripture. I mean, the God of the Bible is mentioned over and over again throughout our founding documents. Again and again over our declarations and our allegiances. And in fact, on top of the Washington Monument is an inscription, Laus Deo, which is Latin for praise God. And a Bible was laid in its foundation. America has been one of the only nations to stand with God's chosen people, Israel. America has provided over 75% of world missions. Money, aid, and the gospel of Jesus Christ, 75% of the world has been covered by us. America has been God's hands and feet in the world. Psalm 33:12 says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." America has been blessed for that very reason, because God has been our Lord. So how could America not be in Bible prophecy? Well, it could be that America will be disabled because of the rapture, right? I mean, Jesus coming and catching away his followers before the apocalypse. We've talked about it. Just think of what would happen if suddenly 16 million people, 50% of the population, vanished. And then with the Holy Spirit stepping aside after the rapture, the Antichrist will step on the scene. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 7 says, "For the lawlessness is already at work secretly, and it will remain secret until the one who is holding it back steps out of the way. Then the man of lawlessness, the Antichrist, will be revealed." So at the rapture, when the church is taken away, the Holy Spirit stepping aside, that's when the Antichrist will rise up. The Bible predicts that the Antichrist will resurrect the old Roman Empire, a European Union, globalism with a one world leader, a one world government, a one world economy, a one world currency. Everything basically that we see our world moving toward right now is going to manifest completely. Open borders, cashless society, the World Health Organization, the World Economic Forum, all of those, and globalism, one world government. He's going to take the platform and it will be passed out. Now, with America debilitated because of the rapture, a second reason America might be mentioned in Bible prophecy is that we will be absorbed into the European Union, that the Antichrist is going to rise up. We'll be absorbed into what we would say the European Union. America could possibly be rescued by the Antichrist after the rapture. The Antichrist might very possibly rescue America and have us join his 10-nation confederacy. And that would be a reason we aren't mentioned in Bible prophecy. We're a part of that organization, that European Union. Another reason that America might not be in Bible prophecy is that we get invaded by another nation. Listen, right now we are the nation with the most debt. The largest creditors that we owe being China and Japan. And while Japan might be our ally, that could change in a day. You see, China is already making threats about taking back Taiwan. It wouldn't be a stretch to think that China could invade Japan. After World War II, America drafted a constitution that Japan had to adopt. The Constitution renounced war as a sovereign right of the nation and prohibited Japan from maintaining military license or presence. Japan is protected right now by the U.S. military, a military that is being downsized every single year. If China invaded Japan and called in its debt to America, America would be absorbed by whom the Bible calls the kings of the East. That's a lot of ifs. But here's something you should know. We are already being invaded by China. 95%, I'll say it again, 95% of the fentanyl flooding into America originates in China. The Chinese social media platform, TikTok, is influencing our culture with every depraved and perverted philosophy and ideology. And did you know that China owns close to 500,000 acres of America's farmland? Not renting farmland. not contracting, they own 500,000 acres of farmland in our own country. The invasion has already begun. So, America might not be in Bible prophecy because it'll be disabled due to the rapture. America might not be in Bible prophecy because it could be absorbed into the Antichrist Confederation of the European Union. America might not be in Bible prophecy because it could be invaded and absorbed into the kings of the East. Or America might not be in Bible prophecy because it implodes. Say the word out loud. It does what? The average age of the world's greatest civilizations from the beginning of history is 250 years. Babylon, Persia, Greece, Rome, all eroded in that time frame. America just had a birthday, 247 years old. And the greatest civilizations eroded whether or not they were a democratic society. See, history tells us democracy is also temporary. The Scottish historian and professor Alexander Fraser put it best. A democracy simply can't exist as a permanent form of government. A democracy will continue to exist up until the time the voters discover they can vote what they want for themselves. Less taxes, more social services, legalize abortion. From that moment, the majority always votes for the candidates that promise to provide what they want, which always results in the collapse of a nation, politically, economically, and morally. Over time, our nation, which was founded on biblical principles, has decided to dismantle and reform itself. Legalized abortion, ban prayer from schools, remove the Ten Commandments from judicial buildings, redefine marriage, redefine gender, I mean, whatever you want to be, boy, girl, a furry, a non-binary. They redefine history. They cancel it. They're twisting the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. They're silencing any opposition, any opposing views or beliefs, calling it hate speech, racism, or intolerance. First Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1 starts this way. Read it out loud with me. Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. In the last days, some will depart from the faith. They'll desert the Lord, like the nation of Israel did in the Old Testament. Israel began as a nation handpicked by God for a special purpose, to bring God and His light to the rest of the world. Israel founded their national and spiritual lives on God's word, and God blessed them above and beyond. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, right? But over time in the Old Testament, Israel became distracted, disconnected, and then depraved. God called out to them for decades, sending prophet after prophet. He sent Elijah and Elisha and Isaiah and Jeremiah. God sent them signs, sent Israel sign after sign. But Israel ignored them all. So God gave Jeremiah a word of judgment. Let's go ahead and read it. Jeremiah chapter 7, starting at verse 23. But this is what I command them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people. and walk in all of my ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well with you. Yet they did not obey or incline their ear, but followed the counsels and the dictates of their evil hearts, and went backward and not forward. Since the day that your fathers came out of the land of Egypt until this day, I have even sent to you all my servants, the prophets, daily rising up early and sending them. Yet they did not obey me or incline their ear, but stiffened their neck. They did worse than their fathers. Therefore, you shall speak all these words to them, but they will not obey you. This is a nation that does not obey the voice of the Lord their God, nor receive correction. Truth has perished and has been cut off from their mouth. Cut off your hair and cast it away and take up a lamentation on the desolate heights, for the Lord has rejected and forsaken the generation of his wrath. For the children of Judah have done evil in my sight, says the Lord. They have set their abominations in the house which is called by my name to pollute it, and they have built the high places which is in the valley of the sons of Hinnom, to burn their sons and their daughters in the fire which I did not command, nor did it come to my heart. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when it will no more be called Tophet, of the valley of the sons of Hinnom, where they were sacrificing their children, but it'll be called the valley of slaughter. For they will bury in Tophet until there is no more room, and the corpse of this people will be food for the birds of heaven and the beasts of the earth, and no one will frighten them away. Then I will cause to cease from the cities of Judah and from the streets of Jerusalem the voice of mirth or happiness and the voice of gladness, the joy of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, for the land shall be desolate. Jeremiah went and gave that declaration. And then a little while later, God sent Jeremiah back to the same people. God sent Jeremiah with an illustrated sermon that you couldn't miss. Jeremiah took a clay pot to the State of the Union address, raised it over his head, and smashed it on the ground, and then boldly prophesied this. In Jeremiah chapter 19 and verse 11, he said, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, even so will I break this people and this city as one breaks a potter's vessel that cannot be made whole again." God pronounced his judgment that he would give Israel what they had been fighting for, independence from him, independence from God, freedom from his laws, his principles, and even his presence. That's what you want. God said, I will pronounce that. I will give you that. In fact, God even said, he called them the generation of his wrath, the generation of his judgment. America, like Israel, began with God's blessing because our founding fathers chose to establish us on the same biblical principles. But like Israel, we began to be distracted, disconnected, and now our generation is in full-fledged desertion. Antichrists. Everybody say it out loud. What? Antichrist. The spirit of Antichrist is pumping through America's veins. John in his epistle said it like this. 1 John chapter 4 verse 2 says, "Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God." Read the rest out loud with me. "And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world." The spirit of Antichrist both denies and despises God. I think the drag queens dancing all over the Christ on the cross at Dodger Stadium qualifies. Removing Christ from Christmas and making a big X. Taking God's name out of the national anthem. Or how about the after-school program that the Satanic Temple is allowed to host in elementary schools, where they teach children that the God of the Bible is strict, jealous, angry, and mean because he doesn't let you love who you want to love. Talking about the gay agenda. He creates you gay and then punishes you for it. That's what they're teaching in the elementary school, endorsed and sanctioned by the education department. America is putting God in the rearview mirror and not looking back, moving backward, not forward. God spoke an awful warning to Israel through Isaiah. Isaiah in chapter 5, verse 20 said it like this: judgment. Woe, judgment to those who say that evil is good and good is evil, that dark is light and light is dark, that bitter is sweet and sweet is bitter, that boy is girl and girl is boy. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and think themselves so clever. Woe, judgment to those who are heroes of drinking wine and boast about all the alcohol they can hold. They take bribes to let the wicked go free and they punish the innocent. Therefore, just as a fire licks up stubble and dry grass shrivels in the flame, so their roots will rot and their flowers wither. For they have rejected the law of the Lord. They have despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. God has called out to our country in various ways, through sages, through signs, through strains. He has called out to us through preachers and promptings and problems. But like Israel, America has been stubborn, determined to murder the unborn, determined to live in decadence, determined to erase God from our history. So God's left with no other choice but judgment. God's judgment is to leave America desolate like he did Israel. As in the days of Noah, God said, my spirit will not always strive with man. The only good thing about God's judgment is that God departs. The only thing about his departing is that God departs slowly. Ezekiel saw it in his prophecy. God's hope was that Israel would come to their senses and call out to him in repentance. God was leaving. It was part of his judgment. You want to be without me. You're determined to go your own way. You're pushing me out. I'm going to give you what you want. As we cling to the simple.
This has been The Simple Truth, a ministry of Pastor Dion Cordova at Truth Ministries Calvary Chapel in Española, New Mexico. How have you prepared your heart for Jesus' return? In this series called Living in the Last Days, Pastor Dion has shown several prophecies from across the Bible about the end times. Several books of the Bible warn of judgments and trials that will come in those final years. While it's easy to read about the things to come and feel afraid for the future, Pastor Dion wants you to be hopeful. Because even though terrible things will happen to this world and to those that reject the gift of Jesus' salvation, you and I have something to look forward to in the end times. As a follower of Jesus, there's a new heaven and new earth being prepared for you and for all those who have called on the name of the Lord to be saved. If you enjoyed today's message from The Simple Truth, we invite you to visit our website at tmcalvary.com. There you can find a link to our Facebook page and our YouTube channel for past teachings. You can also learn more about Truth Ministries Calvary Chapel on our website. Additionally, there's an option to give to this ministry if you feel led to support the ongoing work of The Simple Truth. And hey, if you're in Española, we would love to invite you to one of our Sunday services. We meet at both 9 and 11 a.m. on Sundays, and again at 7 p.m. on Wednesday nights for our weekly Bible study. Pastor Dion would like to thank you for taking some time to be fed by God's Word today. Be sure to join us again next time for another edition of The Simple Truth.
angels for you as you work in us. May your power show in the deeds we sow. Let us join our hands and together we stand.
Together we stand.